Senator Ted Stevens is so well known in Alaska that the state's biggest airport is named for him, and he was declared the Alaskan of the 20th century by the Alaska of the Year Committee. But now, after serving in the U.S. Senate for 40 years, he's in the toughest battle of his political life. APRN's Libby Casey has this look at Stevens and his main opponent in next week's Republican primary, real estate developer David Cuddy.
Ted Stevens' story is familiar to Alaskans, a modest upbringing in the lower 48, a World War II pilot, a law school graduate whose career brought him to Alaska, where he became a U.S. attorney. He helped create the state and in 1968 was appointed as one of its senators, winning the seat soon after. In all of the following six elections, he won at least two-thirds of Alaska's vote. But now Stevens' re-election is far from a sure thing. He faces federal criminal charges of lying on his Senate financial disclosure forms to hide over $250,000 in gifts from people the government claims Stevens did favors for. His lawyers asked the courts to fast-track the trial before November's general election, but his innocence or guilt won't be decided until after voters go to the primary polls on August 26. Stevens says in the meantime, Alaskans should look at his record.
I really believe that I have not done anything that is wrong in the process of my life, my official activities.
Stevens says there's still work to do in the Senate, and his longevity means he can get things done. For example, he hopes to keep Alaska's five major military bases safe from downsizing, even if they're targeted for closure because of the high cost of running them when fuel's so expensive. Stevens does sit on the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, but lost his seniority on it after the indictment came down last month. Even so, Stevens has power through his lifelong friends and allies in Congress. He says those connections will also help him keep pushing for development in Alaska.
There's no question energy is going to be in the front burner for a long time. We have half the coal in the United States. We have vast areas of Alaska that have been closed to oil and gas exploration, which we think will now be open to oil and gas exploration. And it's going to take a day-to-day monitoring of that and pushing behind it by someone that's in a position to do that, and I am.
In recent months, many politicians, including President Bush and the top presidential candidates, have slammed earmarks, the major way Stevens has brought home the bacon to Alaska. Stevens defends his methods, saying small population states must use earmarks to get what they need. And once again, he says finding the money for Alaska takes his decades spent forging relationships.
I've been here 40 years, and you have made a great investment in my experience and my know-how. Now, the question is, do you want me to use it or not?
One of Stevens' main Republican opponents, Dave Cuddy, says it's time for a change. The 55-year-old was born in Anchorage. He represented the city on the state legislature and raised his family there. Cuddy grew up in a banking family and rose through the ranks at First National Bank Alaska, becoming president. He holds a master's in business and has also worked in Lower 48 real estate and the film industry. Cuddy ran for Senate against Stevens 12 years ago, sinking more than $1 million of his own money into the effort, only to garner 27% of the vote. This time, Cuddy isn't spending nearly as much of his own money, and he's not taking an attack approach over Stevens' current legal problems. But as Cuddy said on APRN's Talk of Alaska last month, he is taking aim at the political system Stevens is such a big part of.
The voters reward the politicians, the ones who create a special relationship, special interests, special favors, pork, cookies, any of those things. And as long as the voters reward people for that kind of special interest, the general interest is ignored.
Cuddy says he would vote according to his ethics. He's a staunch pro-lifer and would advocate to limit abortion. He says he would have voted against the Iraq War, unlike Stevens. Cuddy is fiscally conservative, but says two things he'll always vote to fund are roads and veterans, passions he has in common with Stevens. However, Cuddy says, bottom line, Congress should be far more careful with the public's money.
It's easy to just simply be popular and say, oh, yes, we'll increase funding for whatever. But the hard part is to talk about how are you going to fund it.
Cuddy agrees with the Republican Party platform of limited government. But he says that's not what Republicans in Washington have been doing.
This last 12 years, Republicans have been in control. And what have they done? They've cranked up government spending. There's been corruption in all 50 states. There has not been the caring of those things that we need to do to protect and save and nourish this country to hand off to our next generation.
Cuddy says one way to clean up Washington is term limits, which he believes would keep corruption at bay.
The longer somebody's in, the more entrenched they get, the more special interest groups support them, and the more that they start thinking about how they should be paid more than what just their salary is.
Dave Cuddy and Ted Stevens face off for Senate against a handful of other Republicans in next Tuesday's primary. In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey.